Each night, when Democratic delegates leave the arena, the cacophony does not stop. Street vendors, protesters, and preachers all vie for their attention. NPR's Robert Smith sent us this audio postcard from the main gate of the Pepsi Center in Denver.
When the convention ends each night, the real patriotic show begins.
Can't go wrong with Obama buttons.
$5 Hillary shirts.
Ice cold water.
And if I had a million bushels, I'd smoke a million people.
On this day of salvation, that's very important.
We got t-shirts.
Jesus loves you, sir. Put your hope in him.
Every delegate has to wind through this maze of free speech and free enterprise. You can see preachers with bullhorns and anti-abortion signs. The Obama smile beams back from thousands of gewgaws and knickknacks. Nate Johnson's trying to hawk his CD of political songs.
We have about 30,000 people that are just streaming out of the Pepsi Center and being bombarded by tons of American crap.
Campaign buttons, DNC flags. Not enough people to yell. I'm losing my voice.
Is this a little hard to sell things when you've got people with loudspeakers, these preachers behind you?
Yeah, they kill the business. People just don't want to stop then. They just keep going by.
The man murdering Kevin Terry's business is street evangelist Dean Warner.
Someday, folks, you're going to meet a God, the holy God.
Is it hard to do your preaching when everyone's selling all these T-shirts and stuff around you?
No, you get used to it after you've been out here in the streets a while. You know, you get used to the confusion and everything like that.
I worry you might be giving some of these guys a headache with your bullhorn out here all night.
Well, I don't know.
But you know, Terry the button seller did learn a little trick from the preacher.
You know, yell, we're going to hell, buy a button. Get them laughing. Then they stop sometimes.
The customers may stop, but the chaos never ends. Everyone, Democrats included, has something to sell in Denver. Robert Smith, NPR News.